The U.S. Olympic gymnastics trials begin today in Anaheim, California. Gymnastics, of course, are one of the most popular Olympic sports. But picking the U.S. roster this time around is not completely dependent on the results this weekend. Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today who is covering the gymnastics trials. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is new in the selection process?
It is different. Instead of sending the top six men and women automatically from this weekend's trials, the U.S. will guarantee only the top two make the team. The other four will be filled in based on the decision of the coaches and the officials. There's a good reason for this. The International Federation has changed the rules for the Olympics as far as how many gymnast scores count on each apparatus. It used to be that you'd have five or six athletes, and then you drop the lowest score, so only four or five would count. But for Athens, the International Federation, Renee, has decided that only three from each nation can compete on each apparatus, and all three of those must count. So it can be three different athletes, say on the vault, then on the floor exercise, very much like baseball. You don't want 25 home run hitters. You need pitchers. And within the pitching staff, you need starting pitchers, middle relievers, closers. So specialists will be needed for this Olympic Games.
And is anyone concerned about the, what you might call the subjectivity of the process?
Subjectivity in a judge sport?
In the Olympics?
Come on. Seriously, this is the way the sport is being run now, Renee, and the U.S. and other nations are just being smart. Bella Caroli, of course, the bear-hugging, grammar-mangling Romanian defector who gave us Mary Lurette and Nadia Comăneci, isn't pulling the strings this time around. He's still a force to be reckoned with on the sidelines and in the media. He'll be doing a lot of interviews. But his wife, Marta, a very stern tactician, is the team coordinator for the U.S. women, and she's the one actually in charge this time around. So the face of U.S. gymnastics is changing for Athens.
What is the word at this point on how the U.S. team might fare in Athens?
The prospects for the U.S. team are excellent. This likely will be the best women's team ever and the deepest. And probably that's the case for the men, too, Renee. The U.S. will be favored to win the team gold and the individual title in women's, and definitely a medal in both the men's team and men's individual. Bella Caroli said the U.S. could send two teams of six women each, and both would win medals at the Olympics. We've never seen depth like that in the United States.
Among the women, who should we be watching for this weekend?
The two big names, Carly Patterson, Courtney Kupets. Kupets is coming back from a torn Achilles injury last summer. As a frame of reference, Kupets, who's 17, is more graceful. She's kind of like Shannon Miller from the 90s. While Patterson, who is 16, is much more of a fireball, like Mary Lou Retton. She helped the Americans to win the world title and won the silver in the all-around. As far as the men, Paul and Morgan Hom are the anchors for the U.S. team. And look out for Blaine Wilson, the heart and soul, now almost 30 years old, coming back from a torn bicep. He could be one of those role players in Athens.
Well, enjoy your early peek at what's up at the Olympics.
Thank you very much.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today, and she will be following several Olympic sports for Morning Edition.